Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Corbin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carew scores. Braun moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Reese moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin is hit by the pitch. Reese moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reese tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Corbin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Darwin moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Fred Sherman now pitching. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Duke Sims pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Corbin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Borgman moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Borgman moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frien moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Knox pinch hits for John Hiller. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a fly ball into left field. Resettles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Ford now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Wayne Granger now pitching. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Frien hits a fly ball towards left. Reese settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reese. Horton scores. Cash moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Tigers, 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Frien moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. Freeman moves to third. Northrup moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jim Strickland now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline pinch hits for Jim 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick pinch hits for Jim Strickland. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-4 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Braun pinch runs for Steve Braun. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Dan Monson pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bry scores. Monson moves to second. It's Twins, 5, Tigers, 5. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing left field. Rich Reese now playing first base. Dan Monson now playing third base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche fires to first and picks off Freehan. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Monson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown pinch hits for Chuck Seelbach. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5. And the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-5 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lagro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Dan Monson. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric Soderholm now playing third base. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Nettle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Reese hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. LaRoche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche is 0-for-1 in the game. LaRoche takes first base on ball 4. Borgman moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Borgman scores. LaRoche moves to third. Nettles moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaRoche scores. Nettles moves to third. It's 7-5, Twins. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Tom Timmerman. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.